Welcome to No Quarters, episode 10.
Hey, it's a motherfucking video game podcast.
No, that was last episode.
Oh. There will be no fucking of mothers this week.
No. Damn it. That's all I had to talk about this week.
Oh, really?
God damn it.
About motherfucking?
Yes.
Well, you know, can't have everything.
That's all I do is motherfucking.
Hey, what's your name, by the way?
I'm BJ.
Who are you?
I'm Harlow.
And who are you?
I'm Mackie.
Hey, cool.
And we are the people of No Quarters.
And we talk about video games and shit.
Yeah.
Sometimes we even play them.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Unless you're like me, who works all the time.
Or me, who just didn't.
Sucks.
Now, see, this is what I don't get.
That's not true.
You were basically sick, out of work for a week.
Yes.
And yet you barely played any video games. How does this happen?
You have failed mankind.
You have.
Sorry about that.
I'm disappointed.
You have a lot to answer for, sir.
I told your mother about it.
Does 56 hours in one video game count? not all in a week.
Maybe.
Yeah, it wasn't this week, though.
No, it wasn't.
I saw your true achievements thing. You only got, like, I don't know, like 3 achievements in the last week on that game or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Well,
what a wasted week.
They're getting harder to get, so.
Yeah.
Because you're a pussy?
That'd be the cause that is just...
Yes,
two.
Deuce.
For the second time around.
Yeah.
Still just.
So you did beat it, right?
Yes, I beat the main game. Now I'm just clearing out achievements.
Mm.
So you're saying you hit 56 hours in that?
Yeah, I think so.
God
and
damn,
you were only at like 66% of the game?
Yes.
I believe is what it said on screen.
That's Bethesda-esque.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. Well,
but it's a big area.
It is a big fucking game.
It's pretty large.
Yeah.
But you got the jetpack.
I do have the jetpack parachute thing now.
Woo!
Which is certified No Quarters awesome.
Yeah. That's the best $2 you can spend in DLC, I think.
Yeah. So if you're going to buy this game, you should consider it
just tack on
a $62 purchase.
Yeah. The only thing I didn't
like...
Or if
you buy a GameStop, a $57 purchase.
Okay.
Right.
Because you know...
Yeah, but you don't get the little ice cream truck, do you?
Oh, you're going for that used thing. No, you don't want to... Actually, you don't want to buy this one used, because then you lose out on some... things.
Really?
Yeah, there's a couple of like DLC things with a code.
Hmm.
Like, you know, for buying a new copy.
Yeah.
They become worthless except for the monster truck is still fun.
Yeah.
But like hit Rico's signature gun, you know, that was air quotes that don't work on an audio podcast. But yeah, it becomes kind of useless when you start upgrading your other guns.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah,
I didn't mean to lead with Just Cause here. Huh?
I didn't like that you had to buy your jetpack.
Well, you don't have to.
No, but I mean, like, in the game,
in order to activate it, you have to pay
like $50,000 or whatever.
Yes.
So if I started a new game, got the jetpack.
You wouldn't be jetpacking for a little while.
Yeah.
It doesn't take you long to make money, though. It really doesn't.
Yeah, but you said that it kind of goes away and you have to rebuy it
each time. Every time you log out of the game, except for, like, your base weapons, they go away every time.
So you have to buy them on the black market each
time. That's kind of horse shit.
Yeah.
I mean, you're at the point in the game where you know,
it's not a big deal. I have like $1.5 million. Yes,
but still, you know, a small percentage of that is ticking away every time you need a pistol.
True.
Yeah. So if you only play for like 5 minutes,
but that's the thing I did is I maxed the pistol, the submachine gun, and the assault rifle.
Well, you know what I meant.
I'm just saying, like, you start with those three weapons every time. I think
you know what I meant.
Yeah,
I do know what you meant.
Well, that isn't the only thing you played though.
Yeah, it is
mostly.
Well, mostly, but we. We decided to suck it up and play some Left 4 Dead 2.
And suck it up is the right word.
Yeah.
Something I missed out on. So regale me with
tales.
You
actually kind of didn't miss out on much.
Yeah, because we're about to go kind of negative.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And it's a bit weird because, well, we played co-op, two of us, two computer-controlled people. And we played the first campaign, which you go through and you end up in a mall.
Right.
Oh, and I've played this.
In the end campaign. Of each... section of the game, you know, in the first one, it was, ooh, call to get evacuated. And, you know, you hold your ground and you kill everyone that comes at you and you hold down an area until the chopper shows up or the boat shows up or whatever, and you can escape. In this one, it's more, okay, go collect these things and bring them back to this one place in order to activate whatever you need to leave. So in the mall, there's a race car. And there's gas cans scattered around the mall. So, you know, not only do you have to kind of defend the area, but you have to actually run, get the can, get it back to the car, and then pour it in.
Yeah, all the while that you're wielding the can, you can't attack except for slapping them away with the can. So you have to drop the can and if you want to shoot.
We found out we were playing it all wrong.
Okay.
Very significantly wrong because we got, what, 5 tanks spawned on us?
Yeah, pretty much.
In normal mode.
Holy shit.
This was normal difficulty.
Normal mode. And, of course, when you got the special infected, you know, you'll get the jockey will jump on you and run you into a corner. And you have the spitting vomit person who will...
The boomer.
Yeah, bleed your health away. The boomer who will suddenly, everybody's coming for you.
Or the smoker will suck you up to, like, a level where nobody is. Like, because it's a multi-level mall, so I think it's 3 levels.
Yeah, and then you will die. Yeah.
And they're very, they've upgraded the sneakiness of those, because they'll be behind a pillar just out far enough that they can reach you, but shooting at them, you keep hitting the pillar and not the guy. And they made the game a whole hell of a lot harder.
Yes.
At least in co-op mode.
And I can't figure out why yet.
Yeah, because people that played that game lived on that game and, as we say, became one with the game.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But, you know, you don't... That's a small subset of the population, and you don't fuck the rest of your customer base for...
Well, tell that to Guitar Hero.
Yeah, as I told Harlow, this is the Guitar Hero 3. Left 4 Dead 2 is the Guitar Hero 3 to Left 4 Dead 1's Guitar Hero 2.
This is the Citizen Kane of Guitar Hero 3's of Left 4 Dead 2, Left 4 Dead's?
Yes.
Yeah, that.
Of video games.
Yeah, it's unnecessarily harder. And I'm not sure why. Because they sucked. What it did was it sucked all the fun out of it. We weren't, like, after that we played, like a day later, we played Left 4 Dead 1 and we played the DLC for it, whatever it was called, Crash Course, I think.
Crash Course, yeah.
We played that. We had a blast. We had so much fun playing through that just on normal mode.
Yep.
And yet playing Left 4 Dead 2 on normal mode was... It felt like a chore.
It was a world of pain, Smokey.
It was so unnecessarily hard that we were just mad playing it. And we gave up without beating even the first level.
Yeah.
Without filling up the race car.
I have never once completed a campaign in Left 4 Dead 2.
Yeah. I did it single player.
Okay.
And this is what's weird, is single player didn't die once on normal. Just breezed right through it.
Okay.
I don't know why. But I think it had something to do with the tactics we were using. I don't know, but... The way it went, it was significantly easier, but the difference between that with both of them was Left 4 Dead 1 was more fun when you had more people in your game co-op, like more humans, whereas Left 4 Dead 2 is almost more fun when you don't have them because it's easier.
Yeah.
I don't know. But weird. I also played the DLC, which is the passing. Some characters from the old game show up.
Ooh.
I liked it because it was a little shorter than the normal campaigns, but your interaction with them is very limited. I was kind of a little bit disappointed by that, but it is kind of fun at the end to have them kind of holing up in one area that you can't get to, but they're just shooting everything that's getting near you. And
nice.
Basically it's like having, you know, 3 extra people assisting you throughout the mission.
That's
not
cool.
Throughout, but at the end of the mission. So it was cool, but I don't know if it was worth, I think it was $7 they charged. I don't know. That one was a little bit iffy, but...
Yeah, just all around, I don't know what it is about Left 4 Dead 2. I'm just not into it. Like, even the characters aren't as fun. I mean, I know that's like a really minor thing, but like, something about the characters from the first one were just so perfect, and you almost immediately connected with them, and...
I think they had better interactions between the characters in the first one. They're just, I don't know. It was kind of like... They got along, and they felt more similar than they felt different.
Yeah.
Whereas in this one, they all feel more different than they do similar to each other. I don't know. It's a weird thing, but.
Yeah. But like you said, I mean, like we were saying, it's just the specials come out in two, like far too often, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like every time you turn around, there's something coming out that's fucking you up.
Yeah. I mean, I remember just going, really, game? Really?
Yeah.
I distinctly recall bitching about that. I think you and I, Harlow, tried to play that same campaign that ends in the mall here, and we just kept getting raped. It was the fucking jockeys. Like, every time we'd get, like, 6 feet away, a jockey would come out and hop on.
Yeah, and I've realized that, like, the jockey immediately spawns if you get a certain distance away from everyone else.
Right.
Like, it's almost like you can fool the director or whatever just by doing that.
But yeah, the smoker, though, was the worst. I mean, like I said, in that multi-level mall, you know, they will, if you're down on the bottom floor... It'll suck you up, and if somehow somebody manages to shoot it and save you...
You get dropped.
You get dropped, or you're up on a level, and immediately the jockey comes out and takes you out where they can't help you. So it's just... Yeah, it's just... just it's yeah, a it's big just bag it's of
unnecessarily
fail to me.
Hard.
Yeah,
and the thing is also easy mode is way too easy.
Yeah, of course.
It's again the Guitar Hero syndrome where, you know, playing medium, oh, this is fun, but it's kind of too easy. And then you go to hard and you're like, oh my God.
Yeah. My fingers are bleeding.
Why are there so many notes on the screen? It's the same thing. Oh my God. Why are there so many freaking special zombies all at once?
Yeah. I think that's kind of where they failed big time was the AI director just is not an AI director. He's a rape director.
Yeah.
Yeah. They just, I don't know. They made it.
I like to call him the rape counselor. Yeah. And I don't mean like he helps you after you've been raped. It's like a camp counselor.
No, he counsels the specials on how to rape you.
Yeah. Certain time in the morning, you know. So what are we doing today? Oh, well, first we're going to get raped by the smoker. And then when you're away from everybody, when you've left the party, then the jockey's going to come out and rape you.
Into the tank.
Yeah. Into the tank.
Yeah. It's just unfortunate that one is still more fun than two is.
Yeah.
No, it isn't because one is cheaper.
That makes it less fun?
No, it's not unfortunate, is what I'm
saying.
Oh,
okay.
Right.
It is fortunate.
I follow you now, sir.
Yes.
Yeah, and no goddamn jockeys in Dead One.
Right.
Zoe.
And you have Bill. And Zoe.
Zoe.
Francis. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't even name other than Coach.
Hold on while I patch you up, Zoe.
Other than Coach, I can't name one person from the second one. Sorry.
Yeah.
No, Coach is the black guy. I was going to say black guy. I don't know.
I want to say the one dude's named Nick. Maybe. I don't know.
Sure.
Maybe. All I know is,
doesn't
and they took that out, by the way.
Yeah.
That's what really made me angry about Left 4 Dead 2. That is the one reason not to play the game.
Tell your story, because it's funny. Yeah.
When we went back and played Left 4 Dead 1, Harlow's just like, hey, I gotta throw a batch of laundry in. We had just started a mission. He's like, oh, crap, douche. I got to throw my laundry in the dryer. So he goes away.
It was work clothes.
So I just...
They were going to wrinkle.
I just sat there pressing the left stick, making my guy go, Zoe. Zoe. Zoe.
Yeah.
Zoe.
That's all I hear for Zoe. 5 minutes while I'm hanging up laundry.
And she would run away from me, and I'd run her down. I'd be like, oh, shit, where'd Zoe go? And I'd run over. Zoe. Zoe.
Zoe.
Zoe. And she'd go behind Bill and be like, Bill? Zoe. 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 So for about 5 minutes, I just sat there amusing myself pressing that.
Hey, and nothing came and jumped on your head.
No, not in the beginning.
That's pretty sweet.
Go figure. Yeah, but they took that out. When you press the left stick, it doesn't do anything.
Boo.
In Left 4 Dead 2.
Hiss.
Yeah. It's just fun to follow people around and keep shouting their name.
Oh, yeah.
So it's kind of like it's Heavy Rain.
Fun.
Yeah. It's just like Heavy Rain, actually.
You have a David button.
David.
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 Shepherd.
David.
Yeah, I'm in the Shepherd. Yeah, Shepherd.
Yes, damn it. You beat me to it.
Man, I've been waiting to beat you guys to that joke for a week.
In every game.
Shepherd.
Shepherd.
I played another zombie game.
Shepherd.
Oh, no.
Zombie Apocalypse, which was a Xbox Live Arcade. It was also on PS3. It went on sale on Xbox for $5. Yeah.
It's because you have a million Microsoft dollars.
Should I be upset or?
No.
No.
It's one of those games. It's basically a dual stick shooter. Its most closest comparison would be
Smash TV.
Smash TV.
Of course.
But it's one of those games that just feels like you should be having more fun than you are.
Oh.
You know, it's got all the elements that you think.
Like Left 4 Dead 2.
Yeah, it's got all the elements that you think would be cool. You know, there's all sorts of destructible stuff in the environment that'll blow up. But it's just not. It's too limited. It's like it's all these little areas.
Balls.
Yeah. And I mean, talk about getting raped. They just spawn trillions of guys in that level. And each level just feels like it's about 2 minutes longer than it needed to be. Because there's a certain point you reach where you're just like, okay, I can kill all these things. I'm just sick of doing it. So, yeah, even for $5, I don't know.
Okay.
Only good thing, I think, is it's got same screen, 4-player.
That's pretty cool.
So everyone could log in and
boo, pew, 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 pew.
Run around shooting. And I bet that, and I would think the game has to be a ton more fun playing it that way than playing it solo.
It's almost always more fun to play games on a couch with your bros.
Yeah.
Bro out and play some GameCube. Mm-hmm.
Yes, that.
Speaking of playing some games with your bros.
Yeah.
We played some game.
That's right. Yeah, I've been playing a lot of co-op lately, I realized.
Yes.
Like, my gaming has been so, like, limited.
It has been co-optimal.
That it's when I actually have time, I'm like planning with everyone. I'm like during the day, I'm like,
hey, man, we're gonna go home and play something.
I don't have any projects due tomorrow. My girlfriend's doing whatever. Let's play some video games.
Let's play some video games, Peter.
And yeah, we still haven't broed out and played the bro out game.
Yeah, we've been sitting on Army of Two. Army of Two, too, for far too long. But no, we BJ and I.
We play some Explosion Man.
That game is fun.
Cake!
That game is fun, two-player. It's surprisingly fun. Surprisingly frustrating, too.
It is. Well, you get more frustrated with that kind of stuff than I do. Plus, you have to go to bed earlier, so I can spend 20 minutes trying to triple jump off of something.
Oh, God.
And you don't have the patience for that.
Yeah, I mean, I appreciate co-op stuff, but when it's both of you have to be perfectly timed.
Yeah. Well, that the one level that you quit on, you rage quit on.
I did. I was like, I can't do this anymore.
It was pretty funny.
I was like, we do this one more time, and if it doesn't work,
I'm done.
I fucking quit.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome.
Basically, it didn't work, and I fucking quit.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And then went on to play other games.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there's this one level, and one of the things that I don't like about Explosion Man, it's probably the only thing that I don't like, are the really weird timed, you know, the timed levels where you have water rising or you have something chasing you and you have to do everything in an exact, you know, you have some leeway, but you have to do most everything in an exact, an exact time frame, with really good timing. And then you introduce co-op with, you know, the inevitable internet lag and trying to do that one level where we had to, you know, we had to do like four or five different perfectly timed jumps.
Hitting
and
the switches at the same time was what kept getting us.
Yeah.
Because we would just, one of us would be just that split second off and we wouldn't hit the switches at the same time.
Yeah.
And basically you only hit them just by jumping by them.
Right. It's not, and yeah, the ones that we were having trouble with were in the air. So you had to time your jumps. We almost made it sort of once and I think I fucked it up, but,
well, yeah. And we got in one of those modes where you're out of the rhythm just that little bit.
Yeah.
So we kept dying over and over on the part that like the first four or five times we did the level was just like,
yeah, we just smoked
No problem whatsoever.
But, Explosion Man co-op is good. It is. Don't let us fool you. It is good and it is fun, but it will be slightly frustrating, for you people who don't have patience.
Yeah. And we did two player. I mean, I can imagine that one part.
Four player is just insane.
I wonder if the levels are altered any for four players or not.
They might be different.
Yeah. Cause I mean the levels, it's basically a whole new set of levels when you go into co-op mode. Mm-hmm. It's like none of these are the same,
which is nice. I mean, cause
it's like twice as much game,
probably be way too easy. You know?
Oh yeah. Yeah. If you did it the normal way, it would be nothing. Yeah.
I can't wait to get to one of the boss fights in multiplayer.
Yeah. See, I haven't even beaten the regular game far enough to get to a boss fight. Yeah. All I know is the donut guy that you
Everybody
pick up.
Everybody loves donuts. I know I do.
Apparently you haven't. Everybody Harlow is giving us this look like, what the fuck are you guys talking about?
Yeah.
Apparently you have not played Explosion Man very far, have you?
Not far enough to see any kind of boss, no.
And he's played the shit out of Torchlight on his Mac there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're playing Torchlight right now, aren't you?
No.
What are you playing?
Nothing.
On Steam?
Nothing.
Nothing.
I am not doing anything.
Step away from the Mac. What are you playing?
I'm reading about Red Dead Redemption.
Red Dead Redemption. But yeah, I guess we can mention, since it actually is kind of news, Steam on Mac.
Yes.
Yeah.
Steam Mac.
That's pretty awesome.
Which actually more games than I thought they were going to have. And they sort of surprised people. Like, I think like when they first announced it was like, yeah, you're going to get some of the Valve games. That was about it. They were like, yeah, you get like Half-Life, and Portal, and Team Fortress, I think.
LucasArts jumped on board with some of their older games, didn't they?
Some of their classics, which I have, but haven't installed on here.
Now, if you have the PC version of these, you will also install on your Mac.
Do you have both?
That is awesome.
That is awesome.
Hey,
that
on is live. Yeah. Fuck you.
Yeah. Steam just gave online the steamer
Now, the one thing that's weird is, like my entire list of games shows up and I can only assume that where I do click. Yeah. If you go and double click on, you know, one, it says, sorry, you know, not available on this platform, but I wish it would be a little smarter and just filter out Mac only games.
Actually, so you can't install Quake.
Never mind. I just realized there is an option to select Mac only games. Reading is fundamental.
Read all the screen. RTFM noob.
Yeah, but I think some of these should have Mac versions. Like, I thought Half-Life 2 had a Mac version, but maybe not.
Fuck Mac, says Half-Life
2. Wait, Half-Life 2 doesn't?
No, apparently not.
But, like, Portal and Team Fortress 2 and other ones do?
Apparently not Team Fortress 2 either.
Oh, really?
I don't know. Portal and I'm not sure what else.
Portal's on the same damn engine.
That doesn't make any sense. I know this. The only one I have that's showing up is Portal, but yet I have Team Fortress 2. Actually, my Team Fortress 2 is not showing up, but I do own
that. Was there ever a version for Mac?
Maybe. Apparently some of my games aren't showing up, because I'm pretty sure I bought Team Fortress 2 when it was on sale one day, even though I have the orange box on 360.
You don't have it because you saw...
Because Team Fortress 2 on the 360 is kind of worthless.
Yeah.
But...
Unfortunately, that is correct.
Yeah, some of my games appear to not be showing up.
No.
So, I don't know.
Oh, well. All the games that I've purchased show up on my copy of Steam, which runs on the neckbeard.
But anyway, so it's there. You know, mostly what it means for me is Torchlight on the Mac.
Yeah, so you can play Torchlight at work now.
Except for the fact that I'm pretty sure it would have to talk back to Steam.
Why? You can't run it off... You should be able to run Torchlight offline.
Maybe.
I think you can run it offline. You can log in offline, quote-unquote.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know these things.
Anyhow. He will not go to the Steam cloud now, though.
No, I will not.
Fuck a bunch of cloud.
Yeah, didn't you say when it tried to sync to your Steam cloud?
It did sync.
So you're afraid that it overwrote all your PC saves, didn't it?
It's entirely possible. But I think that hopefully it would be smarter than that. But my Torchlight character from my completed game on the PC did not show up on the Mac.
Oh, well.
So I'm hoping maybe it has like two different sync areas, you know, for your PC and or
one would hope
it is entirely possible. It's possible that the saves just still aren't compatible over.
You know, still sort of new, and I don't know everything.
Yeah, we will find out and let you know next month.
Right.
Yeah. Next time we check in.
Next time on No Quarters. No. I tweeted out earlier my hope for an eventual Linux client for Steam, but my crushing pessimism. I don't think it will ever happen, but they're closer now that they have a Steam client for Mac.
Oh, mm-hmm. Are they?
Yes. Because OS X is...
Don't say it.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
It has a neckbeard?
Yes, it has a neckbeard kernel.
That it's BSD based?
Yeah. It's a neckbeard kernel. Yeah. Anyhow, but I like that's way too nerdy.
Yeah, but can we just talk about that for just a sec?
Sure.
Yeah, we tried to install it on my...
On the crap top.
Ancient crap top here. We tried to put it on.
The HP paver.
Yeah, the HP.
Paving stone.
HP, this weighs 50 pounds.
Yeah. Laptop. It's the old desktop replacement laptop. Yeah.
Right.
And I opened it up and there was like weird Ubuntu stuff on it and my neck immediately sprouted hair.
Yeah.
And then I tried to type...
Check your neck.
I typed run neckbeard and it did not recognize that command.
That's just strange because I thought that was built in.
Yeah. So then you guys told me to type sudo neckbeard.
Oh, sudo run neckbeard. That's where you messed up.
Sudo run, yeah. Well, I typed sudo neckbeard and it asked for a password.
Yeah.
And I typed in neckbeard and that was not the password.
You have to be root to run neckbeard.
I think you have to say sudo new neckbeard, then that's GNU.
See, so now I'm just using an iPad because that's easier.
Right.
And this is why people don't use Linux.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was much
easier. This is why we won't have a Steam client on Linux.
It was much easier to just grab the iPad and use that instead.
But
isn't it?
But if you're a neckbeardian, then you can still run Steam through Wine. I think I've said
We'll have to install that on here, and then we'll find out.
Oh, God.
Why? Well, what are you going to play on there? The Dig?
Torchlight netbook mode. Hello.
Yeah.
I'm not sure even that would do that.
It might. You never know. It actually seems to run pretty efficiently.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, we'll find out.
If you say so.
One day. But
you can connect up to my Steam account and play Grand Theft Auto 1.
Sweet.
I should try for just to maybe see how long it takes to render each frame.
Yeah.
25 minutes.
No, I mean Grand Theft Auto 1. Like, not
Grand Theft Auto the first.
Yes, the top
down. I know which one you mean.
Okay.
So anyway. Speaking of Grand Theft Auto.
What?
Hey, segue.
Oh, did I do that?
Yeah.
You ruined it by mentioning, but hey.
Did I drop a hot segue there all over?
Yes, you did drop a hot segue all over
me. So, yeah, among the things I barely played.
I was going to talk.
What?
Fuck you.
Well, we've also
going to talk about my GTA.
Oh, fuck.
That's why I mentioned it. You go ahead and talk about
Fine.
It, though.
Fine.
Fight.
Dun, 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 dun. Now, I picked up the Rockstar pack on Steam when it was on sale like a week or two ago.
Mm-hmm. We already talked about Steam. Hurry up.
Yeah. Well, it was cheap. It was like $42 for basically everything Rockstar ever made.
Yeah.
So I
That's a good deal.
I couldn't really pass that up. Which is funny because like the driving force behind me actually clicking by and going ahead and doing it.
Your
was
finger?
The fact that like I thought like just a couple days before, like, hey, I want to go back and play Max Payne 1 and 2.
I have those.
I know. And I probably have the discs somewhere, but it was like, I don't have them on Steam.
Yeah. I tell you, they're still good. But Max Payne 1, as soon as you get into those dream sequences, it's like, oh, I remember why I fucking hated this game.
Okay. It's been way too long yeah. since I played, so.
You'll
know. I'll remember eventually when you I get around to that.
Remember the pain.
The Max Payne.
Max Payne.
The yes. Max Payne.
The pain of Max.
But the fall of Max Payne.
Yep.
The rise and fall.
It's a great
Followed
movie.
By the summer of Max Payne.
Oh, that's awesome.
Which is Max Payne 3.
I want to see the autumn of Max Payne.
The winter of Max Payne.
It's much more artsy than the other ones. But yeah, no, the only thing I really played much of out of that pack, which included all the Grand Theft Autos ever, Bully, what else?
Did it include the episodes from Liberty City?
Yeah. Yeah, it's got both the episodes. It was everything. I mean, it was...
Jesus.
Yeah,
That's pretty awesome.
Grand Theft Auto 1, 2, 3, San Andreas, Vice City, 4, the episodes,
wow.
Bully, Midnight Club 2...
Man, my problem is I've already bought those in little chunks.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I have Max Payne 1 and 2. I have GTA 4, you know, because I got them when they were like $5 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But still, for that much, I probably should have.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't resist.
Sucked it up and bought it.
But yeah, I was like, you know, a lot of these games I already have on other platforms, but I mean, they look really good on the PC. And I mean, the coolest thing I think about Grand Theft Auto 4 on the PC is it's got a built-in movie capture mode. It's just you click a button, it starts recording.
That is worth it.
I think. I mean, I want to get in there. You know, I got to play a little bit more to unlock some things. But I mean, you know, I just want to get there, cause chaos, and try to make some of those crazy ass videos that people have. I know there's other games that I'm missing in this list because this apparently doesn't want to show everything on the Mac client. But I know I have more games than what are showing up.
Damn
here.
Damn Macs.
But anyway, I just couldn't resist for that value.
Yeah, it's a good deal.
Don't blame you.
Good deal.
Now, sorry for stealing your segue. Yeah. Now, what would you like to talk about there, BJ?
Well, it was somebody else's segue. I was just taking advantage of it. I finally finished TLAD, like 6 years after I bought it.
TLAD,
the Lost and Damned, the downloadable content for your Grand Theft Auto 4 video game experience.
I don't know if you know, but I got that as part of the Rockstar.
I don't know if you know, but there is a pen heading for your penis right now.
Fatality. Finish him.
The pen is mightier.
Not that, no. Wait a minute.
Anyway.
That's a penis joke.
So you rode a lot of motorcycles.
I rode the shit out of some motorcycles, and I finally got to the point where I'm comfortable driving the motorcycle in GTA 4.
And then you beat the game, and it was over.
And then I beat the game, pretty much. the ending comes a lot sooner than I thought, which is weird. I expected there to be more to it. Mm-hmm. So I kind of don't know if I feel like I got my $20 worth.
Yeah. Now, did you screw around and do the typical GTA thing, or did you like mission?
I did about half and half. When I finally sat down recently to go after it and complete it, I just did mission.
Mm-hmm.
There's some side mission things that you can do. Gang wars and shit like that. I did some of that. But, you know, I was kind of getting into the story, and then it ended.
That's a bummer.
So, you know, I didn't have that chance to just stop and fuck around because there was a lull in the story. It was building up and building up, and then it
was gone.
Rapidly deflated. Yeah. Mm. Like Edward Scissorhands in a bouncy castle.
So, I mean, did it feel like the storyline they had to cut it short in order to get it out, or did it just feel like they didn't know how to end it? Or
it felt like they just kind of wrote, they just didn't write a good story, you know?
Really?
Yeah, because it, I don't know, I just, maybe I'm stupid, but, or maybe I missed some sort of interesting subtext, but it just seemed like it didn't go far, you know?
Yeah.
seemed like a very short, like this could have happened within a week. And that's not what a GTA game to me feels like or should feel like. A GTA game
so is, it really does, you know, feel like a side story, not like the big epic strive for.
Yeah, it's nowhere near that big.
Yeah.
But there aren't even like, you know, there aren't even a whole bunch of side plots. It's just kind of regular progression. You know how GTA, they go off on a tangent and then it wraps back into the main story and you have, you know, two or three or four things going on at once. You know, you're doing missions for this guy and this guy and this guy and this guy at the same time, but
not as much of
that. Linear. Yeah, it's pretty linear. It doesn't branch out and converge and branch out and converge. And I think that's just a limitation of what they were doing. You know, they're making it an episode, a short, but I don't know if it was worth $20. So I want to get the Ballad of Gay Tony, which is this week. It's $15, but I really having that experience, I don't know if I'm going to spend the space dollars on it. Don't even know if it's worth that. You know, it looks like, and everything I've heard, it's crazier than The Lost and Damned. It's kind of more San Andreas.
Jetpack.
Yeah, jetpack.
Does it have a jetpack?
That's what I heard.
Jetpack.
I know it's got, like, it's got base a parachute. Jumping and stuff like that.
And that's some of the stuff that I really enjoyed from San Andreas. I think I fucked around in San Andreas more than any of the other GTA games. Just because there was so much to do and so many different vehicles and everything. And that's one of my final laments about GTA 4 is no aeroplanes, only helicopters.
I thought there were aeroplanes. No?
No.
Not pilotable.
Pilotable aeroplanes. There are helicopters that you can pilot, but I guess it was like, oh, New York, you know, we don't want anybody to fly a plane into anything in New York.
Right. Okay. Yeah,
but, you can fight Satan with his giant swinging dong in Dante's Inferno. So,
well, damn right you can.
At least there's that. Which I haven't played since the last podcast, by the way, so we're not going to talk about it.
Do you think you're going
to? Yeah, I'll get to it. I just, I'm deep into Red Faction Guerrilla.
Uh-oh. Still?
Yes. I'm still Space Sama Ben Mason.
Nice. Is there a percentage? Do they show you a percentage of how much you've done in that game? Or
I was looking at the stats the other night, or last night actually, and I don't remember seeing a percentage, but you know, I know I've done 70 something guerrilla actions out of the 104. So I would imagine that I'm 70% of the way through the game.
Oh, okay.
But man, I thought it was going to be a lot shorter than this. I'm definitely getting my value out of your game, Harlow.
Oh, well, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah, one day Harlow and I will actually play our copies of Red Faction Guerrilla.
But I just got a jetpack, which is awesome.
There's a jetpack in that.
Yeah.
It's a space jetpack.
It is. It is a space
jetpack. A Martian jetpack.
A Martian space jetpack.
Sweet.
You know, it's one of those like really limited use. I think it's about maybe 10 seconds. Mm-hmm. And you don't really jump all that high, but it does open some opportunities for more mayhem. And I'm all about that. And I just got the giant fuck all rocket launcher that blows up half the planet type thing.
Really? Once you have a jetpack and a rocket launcher, what else do you need?
I had a rocket launcher, but it was kind of weak. And now I have the rocket.
You need a grappling hook.
Yeah.
On Mars?
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
You need a grappling hook everywhere.
Yeah, true.
Except for space, maybe.
No, you totally
actually open space.
In space, no one can hear you grapple.
Yeah. It would still work.
So you think you're pretty close to beating it?
Yeah, I figure maybe another 4 hours or so, 4 or 5 hours. But there are a bunch of those little fucking guerrilla faction, whatever missions, the guerrilla actions. And, you know, it's stuff like demolish this in a certain time, take this car from here to there in a certain time, ride around and blow this shit up with
all
this
the
crazy
little side
dude.
Stuff that they put in all those games.
Yeah. You don't have to do
them. I'm telling you both right now, if you pick up Just Cause 2, you're going to...
I know.
You're going to hate life because...
I had it in my hand at Best Buy. And
well, I'm just
saying,
no, hate life.
No, put it back. Put it back.
Well, that's my only complaint on the game is I wish there was more to propel you to go through all the stuff that's there other than like some kind of sick completionist type of thing.
You know,
because there's a lot of fucking map there. Yeah. I mean...
What I notice that Red Faction does for that is it... The your monetary system is salvage. You pick up salvage from breaking shit up or from doing certain missions. But it's not scarce. It's just in generally small quantities. So anything you can do that gets you like 50 salvage is a lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, you're like your transporter missions where you drive a car from one place to another, your blow shit up missions give you 50 for completing it and then 100 for beating X time. So it's really an incentive to go do that stuff. And the more stuff you find, the more shit there is to destroy.
Now, are you still at a point where you need it to upgrade things? Like you still have lots of upgrades you need to do?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Not lots of upgrades. I mean, yeah. I went around and like collected every bit that I could find for about 3 hours. One day I was destroying everything that I saw that would give me some salvage.
Yeah.
But you still need it.
Because, I mean, honestly, the only reason I'm doing the things I'm doing in Just Cause 2 now is just for completion's sake. Yeah. I mean, I've still got, like, a few weapons and a few vehicles I haven't upgraded, which isn't... I'm not even doing that for, like, achievement sake or anything like that. It's just to say I do it. But, I mean, I'm down to, like, the ones I never use. Just, you know, I'm going to upgrade them because I'm going for the 75% completion achievement thing.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean...
Yes,
I've got ridiculous amounts of money. It's not like that, but you know, you don't use money in this to upgrade vehicles and weapons.
Gotcha.
You find these little upgrade crates that you know things start costing you 5, 10, 15, 20, 25.
Gotcha. But yeah, it propels you through the different side missions and everything, so that you do get to experience those. Yeah. You kind of have to experience those if you want to get your upgrades, and. This sector that I just got into, it's called EOS Sector. The last upgrade that I got was like, I don't know, it was like 500 or 600 salvage. And then the rocket launcher to purchase the rocket launcher for use was like, 1200 or 1500. And the upgrade for that is 2000.
Yeah.
So I blew all of my cash buying the rocket launcher. So I have to go collect more, which means more side missions and more running around town and finding stuff. So
yeah,
it works really well. I'm pretty pleased with how it's taking me through the game.
Yeah, it was really funny when I beat the main story of Just Cause 2 is I had already done a fair amount of let's run around and clear areas out and, you know, polish off these bases and cities and towns and whatever. And if I hadn't done that, I would have come nowhere near even the 50% completion part achievement for that game. But as it stood, I beat the game and like credits finished and you go into what's called mercenary mode after that, where it just lets you run around and do whatever. Mm-hmm. And then it starts to tell you what your completion percentage it was. I beat the game and my completion percentage was like 50.01.
Whoa.
And I'm not joking. It was like that close. Like I beat the game and somehow miraculously happened to rack up 50%.
Wow. That's a lot of shit to do.
Yeah.
So which would you guys rather have? Would you rather have a big, large area with that much stuff to do or a smaller area?
I don't know. I mean, like I said, I'd take somewhere in between. I just feel like at this point, I'm just doing the same shit over and over just to round this out. I mean, granted, some of the locations look different and it's kind of cool being in the different terrains. But I mean, you see, like I think the worst offender is like there's these little... there's like these army bases that are basically just a communications hub and they're like the same layout every time. I mean, there will be this one thing that you run around and
is it like Mass Effect 1?
Kind of. I mean, it's like literally there'll be like four guys on this one thing that you run around and you take it out real fast. There will be like one broadcast tower, one generator and one upgrade thing.
Mm-hmm.
So like, everything you do is 25% of this area. And there's probably 50 of these places, and it's always the exact same configuration.
That sucks.
Yeah.
But, I mean, a lot of the other things are pretty varied, you know. But those,
It seems weird to me that you've got a game that big, and actually doing the story barely got you 50% of the completion.
That's what I mean, yeah.
Now, I mean, would you rather they had filled that out? So, like, if you do the missions and everything, it's like 70, 75% of the game. And then there's another 25% to run around and do random shit. I think it
should have
been
at least 50% should have been doing nothing but the straight story and faction missions that you pretty much have to do.
Right.
Yeah. Is that, how do you feel about Red Faction in those terms?
Well, I think the guerrilla action missions are optional, but I take it sector by sector. You know, there's, mm-hmm. there is a,
so you're playing,
there's like a scaled amount, you know, like if it's a small sector, there'll be 10 of them. But if it's a medium sized sector, there'll be 15, and a large sector, there'll be 20.
But you're planning to clear that mofo out.
Like yeah.
Each area
yeah.
you do.
Well, each one you do gets you some sort of perk. You know, you get something out of doing each one of these missions, whether it be mm-hmm. salvage, or if you boost the morale of the people and reduce the control of the evil EDF Earth Defense Force guys.
Yeah.
So you get a bonus. And like if your morale is whenever you finish a regular mission, like mm-hmm. a story based mission, you get a morale bonus. So the higher your morale, the higher your bonus. So you get more yeah. salvage. And so I try to get the morale up to 100, and mm-hmm. doing all those side missions and everything helps. But it's a, you know, I know when we were talking about it last time, you said that the Red Faction map wasn't that big. It's pretty big.
Yeah.
It really is a lot bigger than you think. I don't think it's as big as Just Cause, but it's still.
I don't think anything's as big as that. I mean, maybe Oblivion.
San Andreas.
San Andreas is even close to the amount of stuff that's in here. Because, I mean, there's weird stuff. I mean, if there's somebody out there that has 100% in this game, I don't know what the fuck is wrong with their brain. Because there's literally things that are completely undirected. Like, you will just be driving along, and there's no particular town or village, and all of a sudden you have this little, looks like a cell phone meter, that as you get close to these weapon and vehicle parts upgrades, mm-hmm. will start, you know, showing you more and more bars. And they will be just out in the middle of nowhere. Like, there will be like a little corrugated iron shed, and that's it. It's not in a town. Mm-hmm. It's just off the road, you know, 50 yards. It's
basically, you need a guide to find it.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like, when there's shit like that in just random parts of this game, I can't even imagine somebody having 100% in this game. There probably is, but...
Pigeons.
Oh, I'm sure.
Pigeons and hidden packages.
Yeah, basically.
Fuck those things. Yeah, and they're these radio tags in RFG that I'm never going to collect them all. And the bonus that you get, you collect three of them and you get this, the mother of all bombs, you know, and you can turn any vehicle into a truck bomb.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, you know, which is, I mean, in concept, it's really cool.
Yeah.
But...
Is it called the Timothy McVeigh bomb?
No, it is not. I mean, it's not called well, it in the game.
That's a good choice on their part,
though. I've got a dry erase marker, and I put that on, I write it on the screen.
Okay.
So.
Good call.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's practically useless. I mean, I drove one into a building, and I was expecting it to take the whole motherfucker down, and it did not, so I was disappointed. My
big-ass,
yeah, my big-ass rocket launcher does more now.
Yeah. It's just, it's weird to me watching both of you guys play those different games, and me not really having played either one. It's like, Just Cause, I almost want to play less just because of the size of it. Makes me go, I don't even want to start this. It's like, it's knowing that there's so much that's there. And
haven't even seen like the city.
Yeah.
I mean, you should see the city.
I mean, it's just, like a city.
Yeah.
In the city.
It's crazy. Yeah. It's actually like three parts. It counts as three different parts. There's like a financial district, a residential, and then like something else.
Yeah.
I can't remember the third one.
Yeah. See, that's like, I think about those sorts of things in scope. And like, that's why San Andreas was probably the GTA game I played the least, because there was just too much there.
Yeah.
Whereas GTA 4 I got into, I think because it was, they kind of condensed the area down right. a little bit more.
I think the bigger they get, they're starting to get almost imposing, you know?
Yeah. And it's like, really, how much do you need?
Right.
You know, exactly. that's kind of my question is yeah. it's like, why spend all the time building all this area?
Yeah. I can hop around like an asshole in a Quake 1 map and be and be content. So I don't need, you know, 1,000 square miles of desert to plow around. But, you know, if they, like in you know, good games, if they space it out and if they draw you from one place to another mm-hmm. properly, then it works.
Well, I think the real goal, the best part of it is like in Red Faction, you said, where there's some benefit to every single mission you do.
Right.
Rather than just ticking a number up that says, okay, here's your percentage. Mm-hmm. Which it sounds like Just Cause does a little more of that.
A little
where it's
bit,
like
yeah.
clearing out a city doesn't really do anything except maybe give you money that doesn't matter anymore.
Kind of, yeah. The only like quote unquote missions I still have left are challenges, which are mostly races. Yeah, that's about the only thing I could do that could be even remotely qualified as a mission anymore.
Yeah.
And I've probably got like 20 of them under my belt. I need to, there's a hit 50 of them, you know, achievement.
Yeah.
So Just Cause is like the do inordinate amounts of stuff for an achievement game.
They're all kind of fun. I mean, the races are kind of fun because you have car, boat, and plane ones. The only ones I don't like and I completely suck at are like base jumping ones, like skydiving ones that are fucking impossible.
Skydive faster than someone else.
It reminds me of like pilot wings or something. It's like skydive and fall through these rings in the air. Right. But the controls for skydiving are a bit wonky, especially on the 360. I mean, it's almost impossible to find that sweet spot that you're not turning or slightly therefore fucking up your camera angle. So I'm terrible at those. I've pretty much given up. I hope that there's 50 I can do that don't include doing those. I'm pretty sure there are because there's so many races and stuff. But
yeah, well,
speaking of racing,
what?
No, we need a break.
Yeah,
we can't seg.
Damn.
All I know is I'm not going to be starting any open world games.
Speaking of
soon.
Racing, let's race to take a break quickly.
Let's race to take a break.
Yes.
Break.
Welcome back to No Quarters, episode 10, the second half.
Still a motherfucking video game like podcast.
10.5.
It will always be.
Yes.
Yes, 10.5. That sounds about right.
Yeah.
Kind of, sort of.
10-ish.
10.5.
Yeah.
Right.
We're getting there.
It's much better than like 8.5.
Sure, sounds good.
If you say so.
So we'd like to say welcome to anyone who happened to find us from gamerswithcast.com.
Yeah, we're terribly, terribly excited to be part of this little network thing.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
It's a community.
Apparently,
there are
other people who make video game podcasts on the internet.
What a thunk it.
This is weird. I mean, this is all news to me.
Gamers with Cast, we've kind of formed a Voltron of a video game podcast.
Can we be the left foot?
I think we can.
That might have been the pink lion, though, so I don't... Maybe we don't want to be the left foot.
We might also could be the ass. Okay. It is entirely possible.
I don't
want to
be the
ass.
Pink lion or the annoying kid with glasses. That's all I ask.
Yeah.
All right.
So, yeah, we're joining Brigadier Broadcast, Cartridge Blowers, Signed In, and That Video Game Podcast, and we're pretty happy to be... I'd say we're exceptionally happy to be part of this.
Yeah, and...
Because it exposes us to more people.
Yeah, and if you really need a video game podcast fix in the time between when you get your No Quarters.
Check them out.
I guess we can say, yeah, go ahead. Maybe download a couple of theirs.
Yeah. Sure.
You can cheat on us a little bit.
There are other opinions other than ours, and we will accept theirs.
Yeah.
And hey, it's free.
And they've also, and they've also got some reviews and stuff that they do on the website, so it's pretty cool. It looks like a good thing. It's kind of working from the ground up, so.
Grassroots, if you will.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, So you know what we should talk about?
The demos that
video
I played.
Games?
Video games.
Oh. Wow.
And demos for video games.
I was being a little bit more specific than necessary, I think.
But we were whittling it down. We were getting there. But yeah, so right. BJ, you cut loose on the demo scene.
I did, because I felt like I was underachieving in the show preparation. And apparently I was way overachieving compared to you fucks.
Yeah.
So.
Hey man, I work a lot.
I won the underachiever achievement.
Yes, achievement unlocked. Lazy son of a bitch.
Yep.
Yeah. You did all this and you didn't even take a week off from work.
No, yep. I didn't. I managed to play 5 demos while still holding down a full-time job and attending most days.
Hey, I was busy. I had like bacteria inside of me.
Busy just fucking sitting around watching Beatles videos.
Maybe.
Loser.
Seriously, yo.
Hey, but I could check that off my master... checklist of
masturbation
having
checklist.
Watched Great. The entire Beatles anthology.
Okay.
All right. So tell us about these exciting demos.
So speaking of losers and winners, the demos that I managed to get my rotten little hands on, Split Second, Lost Planet 2, Skate 3, UFC 2010, and Splinter Cell Conviction.
You cranked them out.
Yeah.
Man.
That was actually 2 days worth of, not two whole days, but I did that over the course of 2 days. All right.
Enjoying that extra space,
are you? I am enjoying that extra space, you handsome gentleman. Thank you. See, I break them down and then I build them up. That's my MO.
Yeah. That actually kind of broke me down a little bit more. I'm not going to lie.
That's just fine.
Okay.
Split Second is a racing type game. Actually, I don't know if it's distributed or produced by Disney.
Really?
But yeah, it has, Disney has something to do with it. And, I don't know if that's a good thing or not. Their involvement. I just know that the demo you get, kind of the thing about this one is you get these actions, like when you're driving around the racetrack. It's sort of like, I don't know, I guess it's a little bit like Blur, where you can make things happen to your opponents so that you can win the race. But you have to do it by drifting, drafting, or something else. I think it's just like drifting and drafting are the things that give you the opportunity to cause these events. And one of them is you can change the course of the racetrack, you can blow up your opponents, or you can super blow up your opponents. But it doesn't really explain everything so well, and everything is coming at you really fast in this game, and it's kind of a mess. You know, I like where they're trying to go with it, but I don't think it was implemented very well. Maybe on a different track, you know, if they had more tracks to choose from, because you can only race this one track in the demo, which is understandable, but having been spoiled by the Blur demo, where you get like, I don't know,
five
tracks or so, and then a whole shitload of cars, this puts you in a specific car on a specific track, and it's like, here, this is one iota of gameplay. And I was really kind of disappointed. It just didn't come off as well thought out. You know, it looks good. You know, the racing physics are kind of, they're arcadey, but juvenile, I guess.
Fucking Disney.
Yeah.
Oh.
Fuck Disney.
The way it sounds to me, it's really bad timing on their part, because Blur is coming out.
Yeah.
And it's just like, well, why wouldn't you just get Blur?
Yeah, if you're thinking about buying a racing game that features, you know, crippling your opponents in some way, shape, or form, just buy Blur. Because from what I've seen from Split Second, I'm really not impressed, and I don't know why they didn't release a more dynamic demo, or I guess maybe because they didn't make a dynamic enough game, but it just doesn't present anything that makes me want to buy the game. So the demo fails. You guys haven't played it, so
yeah,
you don't have any input.
Nope. I saw it's a car and things blow up.
Yeah, it looks like it should be way more exciting than it is. So, and that's why I downloaded the demo, but I'm glad I did. I am not tempted at all to buy the game. The next demo that I played was the Lost Planet 2 demo.
Yeah, and I'm curious to hear about this.
I was kind of excited about it because I actually did beat Lost Planet 1.
Which makes you the only person I know that's beaten Lost Planet right. 1.
And that includes a vast amount of people. So
mm-hmm.
They don't all play video games, but still.
Still.
Are you commenting on the number of people that have beaten it or the number of people he knows?
The number of people that he knows.
Oh, okay.
Vast amount of people.
Oh, okay.
Just like you know a vast amount of people. I'm also the only person that I know that has beaten Lost Planet 2, to my knowledge. Lost Planet 1. But I liked Lost Planet 1. I thought the gameplay was really cool and the settings were really neat. The Lost Planet 2 demo, though, it's supposed to be a co-op demo, and I didn't want to play with any Xbox Live Gold subscribers.
You didn't want that Xbox experience?
Yeah, I didn't want the Xbox experience trying to, you know, play this game for the first time. So I found an option to play with computer-controlled characters, which those people were a giant waste of time. They just kind of stood around and got killed a lot. which was interesting. But they drop you, they drop me, I guess, into this kind of valley looking area. And there's this giant thing stomping around. And it says, okay, go deal with it. Here you go. 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 There.
I can only assume it helped having played the first game.
No.
Not
really.
Even.
Not really. I knew the only thing that helped is they have these VSs, these vital suits or whatever the fuck they're called, the big mechs that mm-hmm. you can get in. The only thing that helped was I remembered the controls from those, but they're the crappy ones, the really crappy ones that have like a gun and that's it. Yeah. And they can't do anything else special. So there was that. It didn't tell me that I had to jump in, you know, I had to get the monster to eat me so that I could shoot its insides up. It told me once, it flashed by. It was like a half a second on the screen that it said, something about the monster's mouth. Okay, moving on. And the whole time I'm shooting it, it doesn't give you a health bar or anything. It doesn't give you any explanation of your weapons or really how to use them other than your basic commands. It tells you that you have a grappling hook, but it doesn't really say what you can do with it. It's kind of a lackluster
demo. Where you can shove it.
Yeah, where you can shove your grappling hook. I found out that it's pretty limited, though, but it's still a fucking grappling hook, which is good. The graphics look nice, and it may have promise, but again, the demo was kind of shit, so it didn't really give me a good idea of what was actually going on in the game and how it might progress and what kind of things to expect. It just looked kind of like a rough version of Lost Planet 1. You know, I didn't see any vast improvement, so I was kind of not impressed.
Yeah, the only thing that really drew me into that game is knowing that there's four-player co-op.
Yeah, that is...
That had me excited, but then I kind of remembered playing Lost Planet 1, what I did play, and I feel like I should try playing that again just so I know what I'm getting into.
Yeah.
Because the only thing I really remember about it was the floaty aiming and turning. Because there's like, isn't there a cursor on the screen that kind of moves around, but it's not necessarily, it's not like a first-person shooter where that's always the center of the screen. It's like, it's
behind the back, like third-person
shooter. Yeah, it's third-person.
But like
in it,
where you aim, it kind of floats around a little bit. There's like a dead zone before it moves, before you guys starts turning.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, you know, obviously you're using dual sticks, so you can turn, you can...
Maybe you are. I used a mouse and keyboard.
Yeah, whatever.
Wait, you had the PC version?
Yeah.
Why?
See,
that's right, DirectX 10.
Yeah, it was one of the first games.
Right.
Actually, the first game that had DirectX 10 support.
Were you duly impressed?
No.
Yeah.
Not really.
It's not worth it?
Well, I think it had more snow.
Yeah, it rendered that snow beautifully, didn't it?
It was awesome snow.
All of that shiny snow. All of that snow. And apparently you don't need thermal energy anymore or something. Or you need it for something special. I had thermal energy and apparently I could throw it, but it didn't tell me what to do with it. I just could throw it.
Yeah.
It was really bizarre.
And it's in the jungle now, right? Not in the snow
anymore?
Yeah,
it was in a jungle, not in the snow. I like the snow. It was kind of a nice setting.
Mm-hmm.
You could see things, it's kind of cool.
So how many parts do you think before they find the planet?
It's kind of like Lost in Space.
Oh. So there's a giant carrot guy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
It's craziness.
But it kind of gets the
thumbs down from you.
It gets the thumbs on the way down.
Yeah.
I almost wish they would release another demo or something about it, or they would let me play it before I play the real game.
I think we should all download it and try to play together.
That may make it better, because having a computer-controlled... fucktard essentially doesn't really help things.
Yeah,
but
I could see how that could be a problem.
I already deleted the demo to give you an idea, so I will download it again because downloading is awesome.
Yes, the internet is free.
Yes, like it should be.
Sweet.
Skate 3. I've never played any of the other skates, so I don't have a frame of reference. But out of all of them, this is the second highest rated out of the five that I played.
Okay.
Is it still really difficult?
It wasn't that hard. The controls are weird to get used to because I'm used to like Tony Hawk. You press A to Ollie, it's like retard controls. You go press a button, but Skate 3,
it's all motions on the sticks.
Yeah. You have to waggle your stick. You have to be good at playing with your stick.
Like, do you remember Fight Night 3?
Yeah, I do.
It's very similar to that. It's like, okay, if you swing the right stick around and, you know, do a fireball motion with it, then it's he's going to do a certain type of ollie.
So you're saying it controls via the method that I turn off immediately.
Yeah. Oh, it's not
really.
Yeah, I play with the buttons when I play Fight Night. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, yeah. Then you probably would not like Skate.
No.
At all.
I think I would.
It.
I've tried the other ones. That's why I'm okay. I know. Just because I know it's supposed to be more realistic, but.
Well, I don't give a honest, I don't give a shit about realism.
Because
well,
I mean,
the thing I like
doing
about
a fireball motion doesn't actually get you propelled onto a skateboard in any way, shape, or form.
The thing I liked about, and I played the original Skate way back when it first came out. The thing I liked about it is that all the tricks are there from the start. It's not like you have to
unlock
play
tricks,
for a couple hours to level up and unlock them. It's like if you're good, you can pick up the game and just
thrash
with a brand new character. And that's to me, that's pretty cool. But the problem is getting to that point takes a long ass time because it takes a lot of getting used to.
Sure.
Yeah, the demo is limited to 20 minutes, and so I played it twice. Because you can do that apparently, which is nice. So I spent about 40 minutes and I got pretty proficient with it. You know, I was consistently doing the tricks that I wanted to do, the tricks that I knew anyway. There's some crazy button combinations and there was this weird mode, like, I don't know, face breaker or smash crusher or something like that. Mm-hmm. Basically you jump off something really high and you bail and break your bones, which I thought was pretty cool. But there was one like off of a clock tower type thing or a bell tower. And the thing you were supposed to land in was like 30, 40 feet in front of you, but I could only figure out how to jump like 20 or 18 feet.
Can you jump off the bell tower yelling sanctuary as you fall?
You can yell whatever the fuck you want.
I mean, in game.
No, there is no sanctuary button. Oh.
That's what they use the buttons for on the faces, since you don't usually use them.
Oh,
if you hit X, he does that.
Gotcha.
Yeah. But I don't know. I would probably buy it as a used game or maybe several months after it's come out.
Right. When they announce Skate 4.
Right.
And it gets really cheap.
Exactly.
Okay.
But it's kind of cool. I mean, I guess it's all right. Jason Lee is in the game.
Okay.
Yeah. He is the Coach Frank, and it's glaringly obvious because he does the My Name is Earl voice, and he
goes by Coach Earl?
Yes, that's exactly it. Coach Earl Frank. I said Coach Frank. You start listening. God, I hate you. Little Michael Cera action.
Again.
But, they actually have modeled his face really well, so you can tell with the character model that it is Jason Lee. Kind of disappointing that it was so glaringly obvious because he's done that character so many times, it seems.
Yeah, for a few seasons.
Yeah.
And then it got canceled.
Right.
Right.
But you've heard that character and that voice from Jason Lee enough. And you're like, oh, cool, I'm skateboarding with Earl, which is, I guess that's okay. But I would buy it on the cheap.
Well, you can buy Skate or Skate 2 for like nothing.
Yeah, so maybe I should just buy
those. That's a good price.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or you can just borrow Skate from me.
I could, but that would involve...
Chances are it's the same game, just with
I'm waiting to borrow Tony Hawk Ride, personally.
Probably.
You're going to keep waiting, buddy.
I also played UFC Unleashed, or I don't know what the...
Unrepentant?
I don't know what the fuck it's called.
Underwhelming?
But yeah, UFC 2010. And... it's one of those games sort of like Virtua Fighter where they're like 900 million moves and different moves you can do from different positions and shit like that. Mm-hmm. And there's so many different ways you can do.
Like sweaty, half-naked dudes can roll around on the ground.
It's like a bazillion different buttons for, you know, punching a dude.
Mm. You do not want to play the Wii version of that game.
No, I do not. Call your sweaty neighbor over so you can wrestle. But
I thought that was the Natal version.
It's getting there.
If you play it long enough.
Yeah. Ew.
So UFC 2010, a game I have less than no interest in.
I had less than no interest in it too, but I wanted to play it just to see, you know, just to see what they were doing with these UFC games. Yeah. And it's incredibly complicated, so I just used the hit buttons to knock out my opponent in about 3 minutes, which I thought was pretty cool.
Did that work?
The opponent was like the cripple retard guy, so it did work. You know, he was worse at the game than me, my AI opponent. But I have no interest in the game, but it looks nice, I guess.
So does it come with a $60 t-shirt?
No, it does not come with a $60 t-shirt, unfortunately. It should.
Mm-hmm.
Did it make you feel like the ultimate fighter?
No.
No.
I mean,
I'm not interested.
There was one time when I elbowed the dude and knocked him out, and that made me feel pretty cool, I guess, but I don't know.
So when you did like the quarter circle and then hit the X, did you throw a fireball?
Yes, I did.
Sold. I would play an ultimate fighting game.
Three fireballs, as a matter of fact, at the same time.
I'd rather play a wrestling game that had fireballs and shit.
And that's kind of what I was going to go on to say. If you want a game that's, you know, sweaty dudes holding each other for a few minutes at a time, then you should probably play one of the wrestle games, like SmackDown versus Raw.
Right.
You know,
which one do you have? Legends of Wrestling?
I have Legends of WrestleMania.
Yes. Yeah.
Legends.
That one was pretty fun.
Legions of sweaty dudes hugging it out.
Which isn't my value pick, but I believe you can get it for $20 now.
Sweet. That's my value pick then. But I also played Splinter Cell Conviction. There's a big hoorah about that. And I like the Splinter Cell games. I've played a couple of them on the PlayStation Double, and I thought they were pretty cool. And I like this one, but it's a little bit weird. It takes some getting used to. I mean, it's basically your same Sam Fisher, sneak around and stab dudes or shoot them with a silenced pistol or something like that. But I don't know if they had this in any of the games between the last one I played and now, but they have a neat cover system. And I like the way that all the directions are kind of projected on a wall, you know, like they've showed in the trailers and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. And you can press a button to make it show up again. And that's kind of cool.
Can you hide in a shit box? Or is that a Metal Gear Solid 4
exclusive?
That's Metal
Gear Solid 4.
Yeah.
That's too bad.
But I like sneaking around and killing people in various interesting ways. And this game offers that. This is the closest I would get to actually purchasing any of the games that I played on demo new, because it plays really well. Obviously, they've kind of got the formula down, and they're just, you know, doing something a little bit different with it.
Yeah.
There's some cool stuff, like you can mark targets. You know, if you melee kill someone, then you can mark targets to shoot or to execute, I guess. And that's pretty cool because it saves you a lot of button pressing, I guess.
Yeah.
The only thing I don't like is I didn't see a regular night vision goggle thing option.
I don't believe those are in the game.
At all.
There's like sonar goggles later on, apparently. Well,
they let you use the sonar goggles in the demo, and those are shit. Because you see like a snowy, it's kind of a snowy look, like TV snow. And then you see blobs that are dudes. And so you can't really use the sonar goggles while you're moving or anything, because you might walk into the light and then you're fucked and the guys shoot you and you die, which is what happened to me like 80 times. Was I was using the sonar goggles to sneak up on someone. I couldn't tell if they were looking away or looking towards me. And I walked into the light and all of a sudden I'm being shot and they're like, Fisher! You know.
Shepherd.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like, go to the light, Fisher. Yeah.
Fisher, I'm going to kill you. Fisher, I know everything about you.
Zoe.
Fisher, why did you eat that for breakfast? So you know, that's bad for you.
All the websites are true then.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, all the stuff about the chatter between your enemies, if they have an idea that you're there. Yeah.
See, to me, hearing people talk about that stuff makes me want to play that game so bad.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I do.
Just because it sounds so stupid, but fun.
It is kind of stupid fun. And they yell, like as soon as the first time they find out you're there, it's almost nonstop. You know, they're just Fisher, I'm gonna get you. And I think he's over here.
Your little dog too.
Yeah, God forbid you don't give away your position.
Yeah,
right?
Come into the light, you son of a bitch. Yeah, yeah. Yelling is gonna make me walk out there.
See, that to me, that was the fun part of like Batman Arkham Asylum.
Oh yeah,
was when the dudes would be like, you know, at first they're like all cocky, like, I'm going to kill the bat.
Yeah.
He's going to die. You know, and then you take out a couple of them. The guy's like, oh, fuck, where is he? fuck. That was like the best part of Batman, was just terrorizing these dudes. Yeah, terrorizing the dudes.
Yeah.
So that makes me want to play Splinter Cell just for that. Do they get more freaked out like as you whittle them down, or Or are they just kind of generic, I'm still going to kill you type guys?
They got a little bit more panicky, but they didn't like, they didn't change their movements or anything.
Yeah,
they just said some things that were a little bit different. You know, it wasn't like they're running back and forth going, oh, oh my God, where is he? I'm going to die. Mm-hmm. Like in Arkham Asylum.
Yeah.
But, you know, they are, it seems like they are cockier when they're in a group.
Mm-hmm.
But
just like real life.
Yeah. But again, you know, it's kind of a, it was kind of a short demo. So my big complaint is no night vision goggles, because I like the fuck out of night vision goggles. I think.
Sorry.
Yeah.
DLC.
Yeah. It'll be $5 for night vision goggles. But, if I had to.
Real quick, before you sum up that one, was there any option for co-op in the demo? Cause I've heard the co-op mode is quite a bit of fun.
Yeah. Not that I recall. So the game is out, I guess.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So,
because to me, I almost want to play the co-op, and if it's good enough, then I'll buy the game.
Yeah.
And then cross my fingers that one of you buys it eventually.
Yeah. I should sign up for like a free trial of Gamefly.
Yeah.
And get that.
So you'll actually get the game you want?
Right. So I'll get the game I want, and then we can, you can get it from Gamefly. All right. You order it from Gamefly, and when they say they're shipping it, I'll start a free trial, and I'll get mine before yours. And then...
Yeah. I like how you're thinking here.
Yeah.
And then I probably won't play it at all because I've never really liked the Splinter Cell games. Yeah.
I like the sneaking around and shooting people.
I like that, but I just don't like those games.
if that makes any sense. That's because you hate America.
Yeah.
I do.
The terrorists win. Uh-huh. Thanks.
Yep.
So
Alec Mason is coming from Mars.
So was that your favorite of your demos?
That was my favorite of the demos. Skate 3 and Splinter Cell. But I've already played a good amount of Splinter Cell, especially co-op. So I have a predilection towards it.
Yeah.
So
I think we should make this a regular feature.
What?
BJ demos everything.
Okay.
I kind of like this.
I'm going to demo the shit out of everything.
Well, you've got that gigantic hard drive now, so.
I do. So I will just tell my Xbox to download all the demos.
Yeah. Just go on xbox.com, just type in search for demo.
Yeah, demo.
See how many it brings up for you.
But no,
Fusion Frenzy 2 coming next week.
Yeah.
I will download all of the latest demos and give you a report on them next month when we no quarter again.
Sounds good to me.
But
yeah, I played something else.
What'd you play?
I ended up
Peggle.
No. I did want some letter tits from Peggle, but no, I picked up the Ultimate Sith Edition of Force Unleashed.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, because I'll admit it now. Amazon, they beat me down and ended up getting Amazon Prime.
Welcome, brother.
Yeah, so that I could...
You don't have Amazon Prime. You just steal it from
so because I was sick of waiting a week for everything they send me. Because they know that they just had to break me down eventually.
Mm-hmm.
Much like Activision knows that eventually I will get Tony Hawk Ride.
Yeah.
They just have to wait me out. That's kind of what Amazon did. So I got Prime.
You
know what?
You could get it in 2 days with free shipping now.
Yes, I know. So yeah. Oh, no. No. But no.
High five, sir.
Ultimate Sith Edition. I had credits that were about to expire. And I was like, that was the only thing on my wish list that wasn't like a pre-order.
Mm.
So I was like, ah, shit, why not? So I got that, and it's got all the DLC on it on a second disc. It's got all the extra costumes, which I didn't really care about. But yeah, I had played the Jedi Temple when it dropped to like $5 on Xbox Live, so I downloaded that. And that one was, they're all about the same length. They're all really short and definitely not worth $10. So I can tell everyone that right away, not worth $10. But the what they do is they basically go from if you got the bad ending... If you became the Emperor's apprentice and
spoiler,
yeah, whatever. Everyone knows that's what fucking
give in to your anger.
Yeah, and the first DLC was like somewhere in the middle of the game where he's searching for answers about his past, which was the Jedi Temple one. Which you know it was fun, and they did a few different things with it, but it was kind of whatever. And the second one is basically you're the bad guy, and suddenly you're in like the movies. So it's like they actually have the Star Wars. And
I don't think that's how it goes.
Whatever. And the text starts scrolling up and it says like I think it says what does it say? A fragile hope, you know, instead of a new hope. And then it's like slightly altered.
Do you get to kill the kids?
Hmm?
All I want to know is, do you get to kill the kids? Jedi kids? Younglings?
No, sadly. Sadly, they're all dead. But no, you end up going through and going and you kill a bunch of Jawas, which look like kids in little robes. So I don't know if that counts for anything.
That's,
and they're annoying like little kids. Sure. So
that'll get me off. I mean,
this one, you go into Jabba's palace and you meet up with Jabba and you're looking for, the two droids. Yeah. And, you know, you fight the Rancor, you fight Boba Fett, you fight Obi-Wan at the end.
Sweet.
And kill him.
Sweeter.
Spoilers. You kill him and then you kill his ghost version too.
Oh man, you get to kill Ghost Obi-Wan.
It's actually pretty cool how you kill Obi-Wan, but it's just funny because like it's such a video gamey thing, like the way the cutscenes play out. Because like the cutscenes in the actual original game were pretty good. I mean, and you know, we always say this, but for video game, they were pretty good.
Right.
Like the story that they told and how they, you know, the voice acting and all that sort of stuff. Whereas these, it's just like that weird, hey, we're trying to simulate something, you know, we're trying to make the version of the stuff that was in the movie, but it just like plays out so weird. Like timing is weird. Angles that they use are weird. It just, it feels cheap and
that's kind of lame. They're not film directors. So
yeah, it's like, it's got that very video gamey feel that the rest of the actual game didn't really have, you know, cause it's like Jabba, he's like, give me the droids. Then, you know, and then someone's like, oh, you know, the protocol droids, like, oh, what droids do you mean? The ones that are in Mos Eisley, you know, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, suddenly you're falling down the trapdoor. You know, it's like everything just kind of, you know, it's like they don't have any patience to develop anything that happens. So it's just kind of like, bam, 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 here you go. But yeah, that one's fun. But that one was probably the best one because there's varied things and you actually see some of the characters that were in the original game because this is supposed to take place, you know, years later. But the Hoth level, definitely not recommended to buy at all. Because it's more annoying than anything. You're going through snow caves and Wampas are cheap motherfucking bitches who like take off 2/3 of your health when they hit you twice.
Oh, so it's sort of like Cromorax.
Kind of, but worse because there's like 6 of them at a time.
So it's kind of like Cromorax. There's like, yeah.
Yeah, but these guys, but it's funny. This one, though, is the best because you get to the end and, you know, you're trying to, you're trying to catch the Millennium Falcon, you know, like when they were trying to escape from Hoth. And you finally open the doors to wherever it is and Luke Skywalker's there and he knocks you down. And he's like, oh, never turn to the dark side. You know, I'm going to fight you. And so then, you know, you kick his ass.
Sweet.
And he's like, I'm going to kill you like I killed your father. And he's like, no. And then all of a sudden, it's like, suddenly Luke is evil Luke. And he's like, the Emperor should have spent somebody better. You know, and he's just like doing all these cheesy video gamey, like dark voice stuff. But it sounds so hilarious. It's like,
I want to play this just for the cheese factor.
Really. Yeah, I can loan you the disc, but it is just so funny because he starts talking shit through the whole fight. You know, and he's like, I never knew the dark side was so awesome. You know, it's just like doing shit like just lame ass.
So he like switches instantly to the dark side.
Yeah. Well, actually,
just to fight you.
Yeah. And it basically happens exactly like it does in episode 3 where it's like, oh, shit, what have I done? OK, I'm evil. You know, so, it's in that regard, it was accurate to the movies.
I've made a mistake.
Yeah.
Yeah. OK. I just wanted to get my good and evil voices in.
But it was just, I had to pause the game. I was laughing so hard at the voice work at that part.
That's pretty bad.
And how abrupt it was. So you will enjoy the cheese factor for it, but I can say, you know, if you can borrow the Ultimate Sith Edition from somebody, go ahead, but don't buy these. Do not spend $10 on these.
Okay.
But I can say,
if you don't have the game though.
Yeah. I mean, I have the original game, so if you don't have it at all, I would say probably get this version, right? Maybe.
Yeah. Well, I mean, with all the discounts, it cost me like $20.
Oh,
but I guess normally it's about $40.
Oh, okay.
And Amazon, it's like $36. And so, the thing is, if you go to any GameStop, you're going to see that game there for like $10.
Right.
So, okay. I mean, I still, it's janky and it's video gamey. And some of the stuff that I had forgotten about bugged me playing the DLC, like the camera switching behind guys and getting, you know, dudes being able to hit
camera
you.
Camera fucked.
Yeah, and dudes being able to hit you while you're on the ground in doing your animation where your guy hasn't gotten up yet, you know, just cheap shit like that. Yeah. There's things like that, which, you know.
Well, honestly,
I guess it's kind of once you lock into a game, you don't mind it. But mm-hmm. once you haven't played it for a while, you're like, why the fuck did they do this? Mm-hmm. So, but no, I can't recommend downloading and paying $10 for any of those. $5 maybe, but not 10 at all. But I'd say borrow it from your friends.
Hmm. I think I will do that.
And then do your evil Luke Skywalker impersonation.
Evil Luke Skywalker. Yeah.
Right.
So I guess it wasn't Mark Hamill doing the voice.
No, I don't think it was Mark Hamill, which was a shame. But your guy talks like Darth Vader, of course, because he's got the helmet on and everything.
Oh, he has a helmet.
Yeah.
Is he Darth Vader?
I don't think they ever even give him a name.
Darth Earl.
Yeah, he's Darth Joe.
Hey, I'm Darth Mike.
Yeah. Darth Dearth.
Oh, hello.
Yeah.
Darth Garth. I believe we had a question, didn't we?
Yeah, let's go ahead and answer a question. Punch that question in the balls. Welcome to the No Quarters Sack of Question.
Letter tits. Anyway.
Word tits.
Green Cap, this message was sent to us via Twitter's No Quarters Net, if you feel like following us. But it came from Green Capped, a fan of both this and our other podcast.
Which makes him awesome.
Yeah, he's a good guy. Said, as someone a bit ahem behind on video games, cough, PS1, I'd like to hear your recommendations of best single-player games. This is, of course, because when I do get to play games, I really have people around, so I want to enjoy playing with myself. Insert joke here.
Penis.
I'd rather not.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Heyo. But yeah, so apparently he wants to know, screw multiplayer. I don't have friends. I don't care about going online. I just want to play some games.
Well, BJ, as Captain Antisocial.
Fuck you. I mean, what?
No, you usually say that you enjoy single-player games.
I do, as a matter of fact. Don't like getting
online. Do you have an answer?
I'm in agreement.
I have a few answers, actually.
Okay.
I have a plethora of answers. Well, you could start off with the first game that I completed, which was
That's a good game.
You could start off with the first game that I completed, which was Need for Speed Most Wanted. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Need for Speed Most Wanted. That one's good for single player if you like racing, but a better racing game.
A best racing game
is Burnout Paradise. So if you like being chased by the cops, Need for Speed Most Wanted. It's an old game. You can get it cheap. Burnout Paradise, huge open world, lots of cool races, great cars, tons of fun.
But you will want to go online and download the patches.
Right.
So there's one thing we should probably do before we get too busy answering his actual question is maybe we should address the fact that he has only right now a PS1, apparently, and answer the bigger question. Should you get console wise or should he upgrade his computer?
Get a console because you won't have to upgrade your computer.
Yeah. It's a whole lot cheaper. I mean, because you can spend the price of a console on just a video card easily.
Right.
Pretty much. I will say a Wii is kind of.
Yeah. Forget that. That's not.
Yeah. A Wii is not an option because a Wii is a social gaming device.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
It's the worst. Yeah. It's the worst single player system there is,
pretty much.
Period. I don't think even Nintendo would argue that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And as far as 360 and PS3 goes,
it's kind of neck and neck. If you
both have some really good exclusives.
Yes. Yeah. I would say if you were strictly a single player kind of experience and you, assuming you have, you know, a newer TV, at least, you know, enhanced definition, not high definition, I would go with the PS3. If you're not looking for the social aspect, because at bare minimum, you're getting, Blu-ray player. You can do all the other multimedia stuff that the 360 can do, such as like playing DivX, playing movies, you know, streaming from your computer, things like that. And should you want to jump online to do anything, you have no commitment. You have a free online stuff.
Right.
And all you really need is like a Bluetooth headset.
Right. $10, $20 Bluetooth headset, anything. will work. Mm-hmm. Now, that being said, if you, the Xbox 360, as we've talked, its many virtues could bring you into wanting to play multiplayer because it's so seamless. Granted, mm-hmm. you know, you're spending your $50 a year or less, give or take, depending on how you shop for it, to, you know, to be a member of Xbox Live Gold. But, you know, you've got silver, so at least you can get online and get demos and get updates and all that good
and stuff. And you can also send, you know, you can still send messages to your to your buds. And
I guess another plus is, you know, with a, you know, with a PlayStation 3, you've got built-in Wi-Fi, right? I mean, it's still part of it, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So, I mean,
I believe so.
If that's your only method of connecting, you're not having to go out and buy that $70 Wi-Fi doohickey.
Or do some sort of crazy cable gymnastics with
your computer. You know, the PS3, in a lot of ways, is your easier choice for getting online.
Yeah.
Cheaper.
Easier and cheaper online, but not better.
Yeah. It's not as elegant. You know, the friend system and the store are not as elegant. Mm-hmm. The updates take a long ass time. They shouldn't. Oh,
yeah, the updates
for no discernible reason.
Yeah.
Yeah, like when you download a patch to play Pain, you should not be downloading a 236 meg patch. Yeah,
you basically re-download the whole game every time it patches DLC games. But anyway.
Yeah, I mean, they each have their pluses and minuses, but it's more about the games.
Yeah.
I mean, if you get a PlayStation 3, like you've said before, Harley, you got Uncharted and Uncharted 2.
Yes.
Which are two of the best single-player experiences you can possibly have.
It's like playing an awesome blockbuster movie.
Yeah.
God of War. I mean, it's hard to argue with any of those three games.
Infamous is on my list. I mean, that's a huge open world. Plus, you've got
Heavy Rain.
Plus, well, I mean, if that's your thing, if you like, you know, artsy different,
first person shooters, you've got Resistance and Resistance 2.
Right.
Which are both.
And then you've got all the solid. Other stuff that's not
you've got
console exclusive.
You know, you've got your Grand Theft Autos and
you got BioShock. Is there as well. BioShock and BioShock 2.
If you like the Halos, you need the 360, though.
Yeah. But that's the thing. It's like a lot of the exclusives for 360 are mostly touted as multiplayer things. I mean,
I guess.
Well, I mean, you got Halo, but, you know, that's a pretty limited game and to any
I don't really. Yeah. I don't like the. Because I suck at games, I don't like the multiplayer aspects of those games because people have honestly melded with those games.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying it's. That's a pretty limited experience game as a single player.
Not really. I mean, you get a pretty decent first-person shooter.
I guess. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
To me,
I don't know. There's people. A lot of people like the story in Halo. I think it's crap.
I can't personally. Figure out what the fuck is going on in Halo.
I didn't really pay attention to the story. I just followed the marker beacon and shot stuff for a few hours, which was good enough for me.
Yeah. I don't know. They're just.
Yeah. But I think the best single-player games are able to meld. Having fun with a good story.
Yeah.
Which I think the first two-thirds of BioShock does really well. And then it's one of those games that goes on a little bit too long.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as storyline goes, that one's really solid. I thought that about
the first, 10 minutes of the game. But also, if you're into the RPG-esque things...
anything
from anything from Bethesda.
Oh, yeah.
Oblivion... which is the Elder Scrolls 30 or whatever the hell it is.
If you like swords and elves and swords and elves and shit.
Yeah. And then there's Fallout, which is Oblivion with guns, as we all know.
Yeah. Post-apocalyptic guns and shooting and...
Yeah. Mutants and...
Yeah.
Cool atmosphere.
And, DC.
Yeah. And either of those games, I mean, God.
You can get them cheap now.
And we've talked enough, but we've sunk literally hundreds of hours between us.
Between us three, I think we have at least a work year
of gameplay
on those games.
So if you're going for bang for the buck,
you really can't beat
Fallout 3 or
Burnout Paradise.
Yeah, just make sure you get anything that says game of the year when it comes to Bethesda games, because that means you're going to get a crap ton of DLC included on disc.
Right.
Which is going to make it even
bigger. Way cheaper. Well, it's not only that, because you may decide you want it and it's basically free.
Right.
Instead of $5 here, $10 here, whatever.
And one game I'll throw in.
Okay.
Knowing that Green Capped is a big comic book fan, Marvel Ultimate Alliance.
Ah, and MUA too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you are a fan of comic books and Marvel in particular, like especially Ultimate Alliance 1, it's just like
I've said it,
everything awesome comic book.
One of my favorite games of all time.
In one game. And that one's a fun one because you can play it single player and just switch between all the characters on the screen.
Right.
Or you can have your friend, if he
Yeah.
Happen to have a friend there. They can just pick up a controller.
If you have a friend.
Start it and jump in. And that, and then those games, like, that's one of those games that gets exponentially more fun when people are in it. But it's still a hell of a lot of fun to play on your own.
Yeah. I played some with Harlow a while back and enjoyed it.
It's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Also, if you're a fan of half-dollar coins or or pairs of quarters, 50-cent Blood on the Sand. All right. Hear me out.
All right. I'm going to hear you out.
It's it mostly plays well. It's ridiculous. It's got 50 Cent.
I would say redonkulous.
Redonkulous. You're right. It's got 50 Cent and Tony Yayo yelling at each other, and it's got a diamond-encrusted skull.
Right.
We've talked about it. Obviously, we've talked about it before, and it's ridiculosity. But it's cheap as hell. And, you know, when I drop $300 on a console, I don't want to go spend another $60 on a game immediately.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because I've just spent $300 on a console. So you can get it for like $10, and it's like 6 or 7 hours. It'll break you into the new generation of gaming.
Right.
It's not a shit game.
All right, dude.
If you say so.
If you're listening to this, Green Capped, get that game last.
Yeah.
After the other ones.
Well, you know, he's got to have somewhere to start so he can go up.
Duh. Mass Effect and Mass Effect 2.
Well, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
If you're going 360 or a PC, because you ain't getting that on no
PlayStation 3. Oh, that's right. It's not on PlayStation 3, is it?
Nope. Afraid not.
Yeah. But that's a solid one for to pick up on the PC. And Batman Arkham Asylum.
Yes.
Yeah. That's one that we mentioned before we started talking about this. Yeah.
And again, if you're a comic book fan,
mm-hmm.
if you like Batman, this is like everything you would want from Batman.
Yep. It's almost killing dudes.
Mm-hmm. It is
almost.
It is murdering them to the point where they are not quite dead.
It is enacting their health insurance benefits severely.
Yeah. It is helping them reach their lifetime quota or their lifetime cap on health insurance benefits.
Yeah.
Nice.
They are going to beat their deductible in one single day for the rest of their lives.
Dead Space.
Yeah.
Dead Space, fantastic single player game. You've played quite a bit, Fable 2.
What'd
you think of that? 360 exclusive, if we're going to talk exclusives.
I wouldn't put it on any kind of list of like have to haves, really.
Hmm. There's a lot of people that really like it, though.
Yeah, I'm not saying I dislike it, but yeah, it's not. It doesn't make like my best of list by any stretch of the imagination.
That reminds me loosely. That 360 has a huge collection of the like arcade games and indie games, so that is a kind of nice feature that they do offer a huge amount.
Well, the PS3 is getting better about that too.
Yeah,
they have a new line that's basically like the Xbox Live indie stuff. It's
and don't get me wrong,
smaller games.
The PlayStation 3 does have some really cool. Little independent type games that are download only.
Yeah.
But Xbox, you know, they seem to have like just a shit ton of games out there, from arcade games that are arcadey to stuff like Shadow Complex.
Yeah.
And,
one thing I'll say about the Xbox, DLC games.
Explosion, man.
Is, there's a rating system that people do that I don't think exists so much in the PlayStation Network. So you can kind of, because there's so many games, you can kind of separate the wheat from the chaff.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a lot of crap out there, too.
Yeah.
Yes, there is.
So, I mean, you know, there's...
Like Baby Maker Extreme.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, I'm not even talking about the indie stuff. I mean, there's some crappy Xbox Live Arcade, you know, proper put out by a studio, things that are terrible. And people rate them, and you can go and look.
Yeah, there are a
few
ports that are atrocious.
And there's a demo for everything.
Yes, that is one nice thing. There, if you like to sample things,
sample away, my friend.
The 360 is the way to go because that's one of the things Microsoft required is that any DLC game have to have a demo.
And which is
that is not the case on the PlayStation at all.
As you found out with Warhawk.
Yeah, there are a lot of games that have no demo, and never will.
Yeah. One more game I'll throw on the list because you can find it for pennies is Call of Duty 2 and Call of Duty 4.
Okay. Yeah, I think
both that's, really good first-person shooters. Yeah,
I'd say that's valid as a single-player experience because you can find it so cheap.
Yeah. And 4, the storyline's pretty fun to go through. Yep. Same with 2. Just don't do it on Veteran.
No.
Don't do that to yourself.
Yes.
But yeah, we have plenty more recommendations. If you make a choice, you know.
Choose a
side. Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, if you pick up something new, send us a shout on Twitter or whatever. Yeah.
Just in thinking about this, I mean, really, as far as if you have no interest whatsoever in going online and playing multiplayer, it really does seem like PlayStation 3 is a much better choice.
Yeah, I think so.
And all their exclusives really tend to be big deal first person, or not first person, big deal, you know,
single player
experiences.
Yeah. God of War, Metal Gear, you know, all those.
Yeah, Metal Gear also.
Yeah, that's not my thing at all, Uncharted. But I mean, it's, you know, yeah, the two Uncharted's, I mean, that would almost sell me alone on swaying someone towards a PlayStation 3, just seriously, because there's two of the finest single player experiences you can have, in my opinion.
Two of the finest single player experiences you'll ever have.
The box is already out. You're not getting any quotes. Maybe you can get on the Game of the Year edition.
I'm going for Uncharted 3.
For the GOTY?
Yeah.
Uncharted 2 GOTY.
No, I'm going Uncharted 3, man. The search for whoever we're looking for then. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. From the makers of two of the finest single player.
I know we've done Marco Polo and Montezuma, so, you know, we'll get there somewhere.
Next to Shaka Khan.
Yeah, Shaka Khan. I can't wait for that. The Wrath of Shaka Khan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nice.
All right.
One more bit of news I want to address.
Nudes?
Before we get to the good old value picks.
Okay.
There's a rumor that Jet Grind Radio may be coming to Xbox Live Arcade.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
I heard this.
Fucking shit.
This makes Mackie happier than anything.
You have no clue. That's probably in my top, I'd actually say top 5 games ever is Jet Grind Radio.
And not Jet Set Radio.
Well, you know, I played the US version, so it's Jet Grind Radio.
Oh.
But yeah, the Japanese version is called Jet Set Radio. Jet Set Radio Future is all right, but to me, it was one of those cases where, strange as it sounds, streamlining it hurt the game a little bit. And Jet Grind Radio was it had such a fantastic style to it, and the music was terrific, and it just looked good because it was really one of the first cel-shaded games before that was big, and playing it on Dreamcast, it's weird because it's the kind of game I should hate, where levels are kind of timed and each area that you tag is like a quick time event where you got to do a certain motion and do them all correct in a row. And
sounds get all like that a going. Recipe to piss you off.
It does, but I don't know what it was, but I just locked into that game and I don't know how close I was to getting 100% on it, but I know it was extremely close.
You secretly wanted to be a rollerblader punk.
Probably. But it's just, but like, you know, doing jumps off walls.
Sweet jumps.
Just, yeah, it's like, it's kind of like a combination of Tony Hawk and, God, I can't even tell you what else, but
Microsoft Paint.
Yes, like that.
Yeah.
But it's one of those really unique games that you just don't see things like that anymore. And if it's downloadable, I'm getting it like the second it's available. And if it has any sort of co-op or multiplayer on it, I will probably be buying copies for other people.
Nice.
Just because that is how much I love that game.
I like free stuff.
I'm looking forward to an MS points card in my future.
I'll do it. Yeah. But I just had to say that I fucking love that game, and please God, Sega, whoever is left at Sega, you have made some terrible, terrible decisions in the past. Rectify them all by putting out Jet Grind Radio on XBLA.
I remember when you first told me about that, you were like all wide-eyed and like, Jet Grind Radio. It might be coming to XBLA.
Well, yeah, it's like, I don't know. It's almost like being a big fan of a band that broke up and then hearing that they're going to get back together.
And put out an album, yeah.
Yeah, or they're just going to go on tour.
Inevitable disappointment, though, usually.
Yeah, but, and maybe the game hasn't aged as well as I thought it had. It's probably been 3 years since I played it last, you know, and God, like 10 years since I really.
Hey, there's a Dreamcast in that closet right there.
There's a Dreamcast hooked up to my TV.
So, oh, okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
But God, I fucking love that game. So yeah, hopefully that'll be a good value when it comes out.
Yes.
A good value for everyone. You know what else might be a good value?
I have no idea. Why don't you tell me?
Maybe our value picks of the month,
yes. week, month. It would be a good idea for me to have one of those.
This episode. Let's just say that.
This
value
episode.
Picks of the episode.
So, okay.
I'm ready.
I have the ultimate value.
Oh, yes, you do. Go for it.
It's cheap as free right now.
Yay.
And that's Portal. Right now, free. Thanks to Steam coming to the Mac.
Woo-hoo.
But it's free for Mac and PC.
Which means I get to play for Portal.
So you know what? Green capped. Go download Portal.
If you have a
for free.
PC. Well,
that's a great single player game.
You know, even if you don't have that good of a PC, just go and click, and say you want the game so that later when you do have a good PC, it's there and in your Steam library.
Mm-hmm.
So go install Steam and Steam it up.
Even put it on your Macintosh.
Yeah, anything.
Your Mac and your Tosh.
Yes.
Yeah. Portal, it's a short game. It's only about maybe 2 hours total. Yeah,
maybe five if you get real crazy exploring. But
it's just fun to set up portals and jump around and figure out all the puzzles.
Yep.
Puzzles.
Yeah, it's kind of cheating because I believe we've had Orange Box as a value pick. But this is an ultimate value. Come on, it's free.
Yeah. Free is pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's the best price ever. That's what all music should cost.
Free?
Yeah.
Yes.
You fucking Napster baby.
I'm not a Napster baby.
That's what we're going to call the generation that's one behind us. Fucking Napster babies.
Yeah.
Yep. It's all free. Should have been on the disc.
Damn straight.
My value pick.
Okay.
A game that has just recently dropped in price.
No.
Yeah.
Say it ain't so.
Lego Rock Band down to $29.
Woohoo. Oh, boy.
$29.99. It's Rock Band. Even if it's Legos.
It's for the family.
Yeah. Even if it's Legos, there's still a really good selection of songs on that disc.
There's still some. Yeah,
Blur Song 2. Yeah. There's Final Countdown.
Uh-huh.
There's Summer of 69.
Yes.
Ghostbusters. Yeah,
Ghostbusters.
For me, Hives' Tick, Tick, Boom.
Yes. And that is really fun how you play that song in the context of playing the career campaign, whatever.
Yeah. And that game, and for another $10, you can export all of those songs to your Rock Band library.
That's not a free code? I thought it was a free code for that one.
Not free.
Ah.
No. They only did that for Rock Band 1.
Mm.
We'll see if they do it for Rock Band 2. I know there was a code in the Rock Band 2 manual.
Yeah, no, I thought this was a free export code that was used once.
I don't believe so. I'm pretty sure it was.
Because there's a code inside the box. Maybe you still have to buy something.
I think you do have to go online and
okay.
Well, I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't remember.
We're
now,
talking out our ass now. Yeah, we don't know.
But either way, all those songs exportable to Rock Band 2.
Right.
And it will pick up your DLC as long as it's flagged as family friendly.
Right.
So yeah, all your Tool DLC.
Yeah.
That does not exist.
No hooker with a penis for you in Lego Rock Band.
Yeah, your Jane's Addiction, Nothing Shocking tracks will probably not come over.
Right.
Ted just admitted, probably not going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but for $30, pretty good deal if you ask me.
You know, for kids.
Yeah, it's Rock Band for kids.
Speaking of for kids, BJ?
What?
Do you have something for the kids?
Nope.
Oh. Do you have something for our audience?
So I did manage to find a value game despite me trying my hardest not to.
You hate values so much.
Yeah, right.
We know your deeply ingrained bias against.
We're gonna start calling it the "What should BJ borrow this week" at a discounted price that the other people pay.
Right, borrow. It'll be my borrow game pick.
Yeah,
I should do one of those. Borrow this game. But Elder Scrolls Oblivion, Elder Scrolls 4 Oblivion. It's a platinum hit, $20.
Man,
or you can get a GOTY edition with all the bullshit,
probably for $30.
Yeah, maybe 30. But I know we talked about it, but I didn't think about that when I was looking through my list of cheap ass games that I could find. So get you one. It will sync up to 150 hours of your life
or more,
but you will probably enjoy most of it, except the part where you get killed time and time and time and time and time again. But that just means you suck. So get better.
Then you just pause it and bump the difficulty down.
Right. Change the difficulty. Because it's kind of fun to play through. You know, it's got some neat stuff and loots.
Change the difficulty.
Yeah.
Never once.
I did that once I maxed out my guy. Mm-hmm. I literally hit the point where I could not advance him any further.
And every... So...
So I just turned off combat because I didn't care anymore. It was like... It was just in the way of me getting where I wanted to go.
So you just like one hit kills? Yeah. Or... Nice.
Pretty much. I was like, I don't even care anymore. I don't have the patience to fight you anymore.
I may have to
do that. I've fought 3 trillion of you for 160 hours, so...
Right.
I don't need to do it. Yeah. Oh, look, I don't need to prove anything to you, Elder right. Scrolls.
I might do that just so I can finish the fucking game.
Yeah.
I mean, as many hours as I think I've put close to 180 hours into that game, mm-hmm. and I still haven't finished it.
Yeah. See, there's a value. For $20, 180 yeah. hours worth of gameplay.
Right.
Yeah.
It's 90 hours per $10, or 45 hours per $5.
That's like a...
9 hours per dollar.
It's like a copy of War and Peace.
Yes.
Right there.
Yes.
Which you could probably also get for $20, but
or that's less.
Reading. And reading's for people who aren't cool enough to play video games.
Pretty much.
There's plenty of reading in Oblivion,
well, yeah,
though.
Actually, there is, but...
There's lots of reading if you really want to.
Yeah, you can sit there and read all those little books.
If you want to read all the tales of Tamriel. Tamriel, yeah.
And there's also a lot of terribly recorded dialogue.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hello, citizen.
Hello, citizen.
You get to talk to three voices.
Yeah, three guys.
There's the three guys, and then there's the one female.
Yep. But, yes, value game. Buy it for $20, or buy the slightly more expensive version with all the DLC for probably $30.
Yeah,
and it's probably
worth
it.
You have gotten your money's worth,
time and time again.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got Patrick Stewart in it.
Yes,
hooray!
Oh, Captain, my Captain.
It's also got Sean Bean.
Yes,
it does.
Not as exciting.
Mm,
no. Damn traitor.
Yep.
Typecast.
Pretty much.
Well, speaking of casts, I think this one is about.
Yeah, we've run the gamut here. We have
run our well dry for this month, mm-hmm. so. Hopefully, we've talked long enough to get you over the month, and we'll be back with more of my demolicious antics.
Of course. I'm looking forward to it.
Me too.
I might
BJ's
even,
demolition.
Yes.
I might even play some demos.
No, that's my job. Fuck you.
Well, maybe if we find some co-op demos.
Okay.
But check Splinter Cell Conviction for me before
I will
spend however long it takes to get a gig and a half worth of
Yeah, especially game. Over your connection.
Yeah, my connection's terrible.
Which is now worse than mine. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's frustrating.
That's all right. I'll download it in like 30 seconds.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Fast internet, well,
why don't
man.
You download it and tell us?
Okay.
Ass face.
Oh, it's done.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, already done.
All right. So, as we mentioned before, you can find us on gamerswithcass.com.
It's pretty awesome.
Along with many of the other fine video game podcasting members of that community and reviews and that sort of thing.
Right.
Yeah. You can also mm-hmm. find us on the Twitters.
At NoQuartersNet.
Yes, because that... Son of a bitch with no quarters is still fucking
squatters.
Yes, he is a son of a bitch.
Yeah, cyber squatters. Wasn't there a law against that sort of thing?
Maybe.
Yes, it's called my left foot.
Daniel Day Lewis.
We're gonna find that son of a bitch. Yeah. Also, we're on Facebook. Facebook.com. Search for No Quarters. Become a fan so that we can reserve facebook.com/noquarters.
I guess it's not become a fan anymore. It's just like. You just have to
oh,
like
Oh, that's
it.
Right. Yeah, that's...
You like us.
So,
you really
yeah.
like us.
So, just
say that you like us.
Like us whatever. On Facebook.
Yeah.
I mean, do you like us, like us? I mean,
yeah.
Obviously, you can find us on noquarters.net.
Which and, is awesome.
Yeah, you can visit iTunes, review us. 5 stars is preferable.
We like say a little bit about, too.
Yeah.
Subscribe.
But yeah, but you probably already subscribed because you're an awesome person with discerning taste.
Right.
Especially in video games. So yeah, you can also email us. We have like 3,000 email.
Yes.
We have a couple.
There's Where My Skull.
At
NoQuartersNet. There's talk at NoQuarters.net. Plenty of ways you can email us.
All right. Well, before I piss my pants, I think we're going to wrap it up and we'll see you next month.
All right. Sounds good. I'm Mackie.
I'm Beach.
And I'm Harlow.
And we hate Wise.
Why?
Just cause.
Too.
Human. Down with those big... video game sites with all their fans.
Yeah. Fonts or fans?
I don't know.
Fonts? Is that all like fans with different fonts?
No, it's like fancy, but.
Oh.
Fans.
Fancy oh, pants.
Fans.
Yes, with all their fans.
You just took the Y off.
Yes, I did.
You're dropping the Y.
Yes, because it is hot.
That's no quarters. We dropped the Y.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you guys talking about?
We're fishing for our own box quotes again, I think.
Yeah, Jesus. What the fuck's wrong with you? All right, I hope you're happy now.
Look what you've done. Look what you made your mother do. Oh, yeah. I hope you're happy.
The dark side is awesome. Yeah.
And on to the video games. There, you can use that for a segue.
Thanks.
That's awesome.
Just what I always wanted.
And now let's talk about video games.
And now back to the studio with Mitch.
And here Thanks, we are. My Gamers with Cast Network.
Live freaking news.
Boy, it's hot out there.
Oh, the humanity.
Better take an umbrella, because it's going to rain.
No quarters done that. We dropped the Y.
Whoa,
dog. It's going to rain.
We dropped the Y. Why? Just cause. Two.
Yeah. Space asshole.
Gorilla.
Fuck you. Fans.
You gotta like the guy with the fans.
Oh my god.
It's the PlayStation. All right. PlayStation 3.